Good evening to each and everyone. We are so glad that you tuned in this evening. I trust that you've been having a glorious and a victorious week. You know my word, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we can rejoice and be glad in it. As born-again believers, and thanks be to God for Christ. As you know, Christ came, and everything that the devil stole, he got through deception with Eve and with Adam and Eve. Jesus done restored that. So that's why I learned through the scripture that we can rejoice every day. Yes, and we can experience victory every day, even when we're going through. We can still experience the victory, whether the victory is suddenly or immediately, and if it's not, we can still rejoice and know that we still have the victory. This is Apostle Willie Ann Miller. I'm glad that you tuned in. We started a series on the first, and we was talking about, Apostle?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, then. Well, look, we're going to turn it over. We thank and praise the Lord for the host of the broadcast. We're going to turn it over to Apostle Armstrong, and he's going to do some sharing because we want to honor one of our brothers that done transitioned into heaven. We want to honor him in the beginning of this broadcast, and then after Apostle Armstrong, then we'll continue with the series talking about is it God will for us to be here. Okay, Apostle Armstrong.
Well, good evening, everyone. And this is what I call a blessing and a sorrow to it. Sorrow that the brother was ill and the brother transitioned out of here because you can't feel that space, that human presence. But the blessing is his legacy that he left with us. We just pause a moment to give thanks to the Creator for placing him in our midst. We met in 1962 at college, both he and his wife, and we became friends. And what happened, they wound up coming back. They were out in Washington State, and we were up in Maryland, and we came back to North Carolina, and they came to South Carolina. And this young man, I told him about the vision that I had, and he bought into it. And Global Coalition of Churches, he was one of the incorporators of that ministry, and then it became Global Coalition Training Institute. He signed on to that as well as one of the incorporators. And he was a board member of Global Coalition Training Institute, which is what Crown Talk and Drum Internet Radio Station came out of. We met on Saturdays, first Saturday of the month, for a couple of years. And John, he was one of the faithful ones, and he helped spearhead the development of five ministries that's part of Global Coalition Training Institute. One of them is Global Coalition of Ministry Beyond the Walls. The other one is the Prayer Ministry. The other one is the Crown Talk and Drum Internet Radio. And then we have what started out with the Queen City Football Club. Now it's the Universal Sport Academy, Optimist Club, and we had what we call the Center of Inspiration, and that we have done, I think, six workshops out of that, and that was all his input. He had input in all of that. So then the Crown Talking Drum and the radio, we have 13,000 plus first-time listeners, and it's all over the earth. And he had a program on there even one of the first bloggers on the Crown Talk and Drumming Net Radio, and he recruited. He was faithful and recruited bloggers for the radio. And that was, we just give God thanks and praise for his presence in our lives and in development of the various ministries. And I just thank God for him, and I thank God for being God. And thank you, Apostle Miller, for giving me that moment to share.
Yes, sir. Well, we thank and praise the Lord again for Apostle Armstrong. He is the founder of Global Broadcast, and I thank and praise the Lord for him. He's always bring joy and peace whenever he come in and share with us, because God gave it to him, and God have graced this man with wisdom and knowledge and how to go about running this broadcast. And I just thank and praise the Lord for being able to share, have a play a part in it, because that's the kind of Father that we serve. And I thank God for our brother that worked as well on this broadcast. And there too, again, I thank and praise the Lord for him. And you know, the thing about God, you know, it's a lot of things that I might not understand. But y'all, you know, the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Regardless of what, we all gonna die. That's one of the appointments that all of us gonna have to make, you know. But we do thank and praise the Lord that God is the one that allow and bring people on this earth, and he graced them with certain gifts to do what they do. And I thank and praise the Lord for my brother and the Lord, because anytime somebody receives Jesus, they say the word, guess what? That's our brother or sister in the Lord. So I thank God for him. I thank God for the years, as Apostle Armstrong said, the years that he did. He was one of the co-founders of it. So I thank and praise the Lord for him. And he done did all his work, and he finished, and now he with the Lord. So we're going to miss him, you know, but one day we're going to join with him. So, again, we thank and praise the Lord for him. And, Apostle, anything else you would like to say on that?
No, I think you summarized it, we just keep the family in prayer, his wife and children and grandchildren.
Okay. We'll do that.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir. Well, as I stated from the beginning, yes, sir, we're going to continue. I've been really working on laying my foundation, you know, what God say about healing. And there too, again, in the hour and the time that we living in, and a lot of time I have had people that ask me the question, if it's God will to heal, why so many people die from certain sickness and disease? You know, I can't answer all the questions. I don't know, but I do know, and this is something I had to learn. My faith and my confidence is what God say. It's what God say about sickness and disease. And as I stated, your faith and my faith begin where the will of God is known. And we need to know, and that's what I've been doing with my foundation. I've been giving you scriptures in the four gospels. We went in Isaiah. Remember, we was in Isaiah 53, 4, and 5. We was in Psalms 103, 1 through 5. And we was in 3 John, the first chapter, the second verse. We was in Acts 10:38. And remember in Acts, it talked about he went around here, all manner of sickness and disease. And there too, again, in the hour that, and I was listening at my mentors, I consider them as my mentor, never paid them, but one that I would constantly, one that I have faith in, would listen at their teaching, and I thank God for it. Y'all, in the hour and the time that we living in, we need to really stay focused on what God's word, what been said, because the Bible tells us that God watched over his word to perform it. The Bible, Paul said to Timothy, he said, in the last days, many are going to depart from the faith. And y'all, I'm telling you, God's word been tested, tried, and proven that what God said, it is so. I'm reminded in Jeremiah, the first chapter, when God was revealing to Jeremiah that he was chosen to be a prophet before he was put in his mother's womb. And he would let Jeremiah know that he chose him and that Jeremiah would be able to do all that he would have him to do or what he sent him. And he told Jeremiah, I watch over my word to perform it. And that's why I said, in this hour, in this time, because, and I truly believe that we living in the last of the last days. I don't know when Jesus coming back, but based upon what the word said, he's soon to come. And if it ever been a time that we really need to be students of the word, we need to really make and make a provision so we can get in the word, make the word of God a priority. Because we got a lot of false teachers. We got Jesus said in Matthew, the 24th chapter, we're going to have a false prophet. And he said, and we got many false, and they're going to deceive many. We're in the hour of deception. But listen, if you're a student of the word, if you want to make yourself available to spend time with God and get in God's word to read it, guess what? A lot of things that happening on this world, even though it's happening, but you will be able to escape it. And God even said in Corinthians, he told us that God would not allow us or suffer us to be tempted above that we able to bear, but God would make a way for our escape. And I'm telling you, in the word, get in the word, read, find out what the word say. Because I find out when you take your eyes off of what the Lord done said, and you start looking at people versus what the words say, and then if you ain't careful, you'll find yourself get open up for being confused. Because the enemy still is saying, did God say? He's still using that on a lot of believers. Did God say? And I'm telling you, stay in the word. Read your Bible. Don't just take it what other people say. I've had people tell me, you know, well, so-and-so said this. Listen, when it come down to opposition, when it come down to the enemies of faith, you need to know what God said. You need to know. Yeah, it's good to listen at me and other, but listen, you need to go back and read them scriptures and find out for yourself. And you have even better grounds to stand on. You won't just say, well, Apostle Miller said this, or Apostle Armstrong, or maybe someone, you say the Bible said. And I like what Jesus in Mark, the, Matthew, the fourth chapter, and in Luke, they talk, when Jesus was tempted of the devil, he didn't tell the devil what he thought or nobody. He said, it is written. And what he quoted was what the word of God, what God say about it. And we living in a time now that some people, they'll tell you what this one and that one said about healing or anything instead of what the word say. Because I'm here to tell you, if you don't know what the word say about something, how can you truly have faith for it? Because I'm telling you, we as born-again believers, the Bible tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. And I tell you, a lot of times, and Jerry Savelle, everybody know Jerry would transition. He went home to be with the Lord. An awesome man of God, a man that God had anointed to teach his word, a man that understood prosperity in the kingdom of God. But he said something. He said a lot of things because I have followed his teaching from time to time. And I'm telling you, we living in that time that the enemy wants us to lose focus on what's written. And he wants us to get our eyes off of what's written and get our eyes on what people think or what this one said or this person experienced. When I go in the scripture, as I'm talking to you about I asked the question, is it God's will for us to be here? But I'm also showing you through the word, it is God's will for you to be here. Remember Psalms 103. I'm being a little repetition, but I'm not going to stay here because I'm just bringing some review. He said that Psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and don't forget his benefit. Talked about how he forgive all of our iniquity, heal all. And remember we were saying all. I want you to look at all. Whatever kind of illness or sickness or whatever you're dealing with, any kind of disease, you need to know under it, when it said all, it covers whatever sickness or whatever you're dealing with in your body. Jesus done already, according to Isaiah 53:4-5, he done already bore, he done already bear that thing for you. And you have a right to divine help. You have a right to it. That's one of the things Jesus paid for. But there too again, your faith got to be in what is written, not somebody else's experience. Now, the Bible tells us, your testimony can cause, encourage other people, and it can cause people to overcome. But some people, when it come down to what Jesus paid for, we call it the already, some people's testimony is not good. It's not a good testimony. Now, the gospel of the good news is when I go read the good news, and Jesus came with good news. He came with good news, and he had, and his action followed the good news. And the good news is you can be healed. Now, if you base your faith on somebody's experience, and that's something I learned, I don't base my faith on other people's experience. I have to base my faith on. Now, what other people, if they got healed or got delivered, because I had not, I wanted to have Apostle McIntyre on there because she's one that God delivered her from cancer. Now, some people said, well, if you ain't never been there, you can't help me. Look, I'm just telling you what the word say. You know, I had a disc was erupting in my back, but God healed me from that. I remember I gave my testimony about a migraine headache. God healed me from that. I had a lump of something on my breast. God healed me from that. But see, there too again, I had my experience, but I sought the Lord, and I seen his word heal me from it. Now, that don't mean Prophet Miller ain't going to die one day. I'm going to die one day too. But my desire is I won't die with no sickness or no disease. That's me. And I base that not upon somebody else's experience, but base it upon what is written. And that's why I want you to know what God said about it. The Bible tells us, I believe it's in James, the 4th chapter, but it tells us if we draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to us. Then it says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee. Now, all through the 4 Gospels, Matthew, Mark, John, and Luke, it tell you, they talk about some people's sickness was demonic. It tell you that. And it tell even some was dealing with unforgiveness. But there too again, I want your faith to be in God, it's your will for me to be here. See, God is a good God, y'all. God is a good God. But there too again, that's another reason why you need to put your eyes on it. And I'm big on putting your eyes on it. I'm big on that. I'm big on putting your eyes on what God say, and regardless of whatever you're dealing with today, if you're dealing with any kind of pain or anything in your body, whatever kind of situation, whatever, having problems in your marriage, or maybe it's you need to know what God say about it so you can put your faith, put your confidence, and you can't believe God. You can't truly believe and really stand in the evil days if you don't know what God done said about your life, about your situation. And that's why it's so, what did God say? And see, he said, we draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to submit yourself to God and resist the devil and he'll flee. A lot of people want the devil to flee, but you haven't is yet. Submit yourself or know what God's word say about your situation. You already defeated. The enemy only honor what God say, and we have to be steadfast in that. We have to be steadfast and resist steadfast in our faith. when it come down to want to experience the victory that Jesus won. The enemy going to fight you. He going to go to extreme measures to try to get you to die, especially if you done dealt with some kind of illness over a long period of time. That's why it's so important. Jesus said in John 6, he said, you got to continue in my word. You would know the truth, and it would make you free. You can't just 1 minute, oh, I'm going to believe God, and I ain't, you know. Some people, and I did this for a while until I came into the knowledge of, came into relationship with the Lord. You know, if everything was going good, I thought, I didn't pray. You know, I would say the Lord Prayer, but really, I didn't really have a lot of faith as much as in the Lord Prayer, but I prayed it repetitious. But when I got saved, and I came into the knowledge to understand in the revelation by my Father who in heaven. But I found out, and y'all, I'm telling you, Christianity is a relationship with us and the Creator, because that's what Adam and Eve lost when they sinned, when they disobeyed God. They lost the relationship with the Creator, with the Creator, the one that put everything, the one decided that they were going. That's what they lost. It's a relationship. God always wanted to have a relationship with mankind. God is a loving God. But I notice when you ignorant of what God's word say, I want you to hear me. When you ignorant or when you don't know what God say, I don't hear people say, well, if God love, why I prayed and so and died. I don't have all the answers, but that don't mean that God don't hear. And see, some people, faith is based upon their experience or somebody's experience. Listen, God is not a liar. Whatever God said in his word, that's what God would do. But you got to know how first, you need to know what God's word say before you can believe for it. And then you got to realize, because you have an enemy, he going to go to extreme measures. He don't want us to read the word. He don't want us to have a relationship with God. He don't want us to trust God. He don't want that. And some people, don't talk to me about the devil. I don't talk to you about the devil for the magnifier. I talk about it because he need to be exposed. He have strategy. But the greater one is in us. The faith that God gave all us, it will cause us to overcome. It will cause us to conquer. It will cause us to stand. It will cause us to be victorious. It will cause us to take authority and bind up the enemy. But if you don't know that, and I found out everything that Jesus paid for, it is not going to automatically happen. And that's why we've been going over it. And it do you good. If you someone out there that experiencing any kind of illness, it would do you good to go back and read the four gospels. It'll do you good to go back and read Isaiah 53. It'll do you good to go back and read it. What Jesus came to do. He came with power and demonstration of the will of God. And he left us as born-again believers. Luke 10, we have authority. St. Mark 16, we have authority. See, I ain't got ahead of myself. I get excited because when I see it in the world, and I'm learning how, when I see it in the world, how I can have it to be manifest in my life. And I learn I have to fight. It's not going to automatically happen. Jezebel said the day one is teaching. Now, listen, it really means, he said a lot of times when we all want the suddenly immediately, but if the manifestation don't show up in the suddenly immediately, a lot of times that's when people give up. But in Ephesians 6th chapter, I think that he told us to put on the whole armor of God, and it told us we were wrestling against, we ain't wrestling against flesh and blood. And I tell you, if a lot of saints really get that revelation and really get that revelation, y'all, you wouldn't be walking around here with unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment in your heart against nobody. He said, you ain't wrestling with flesh and blood, but against principality, rule of God, the spirit of weakness in high places. And he tell you that when you done did all in evil days to stand. And I have to learn, and I'm still learning. You have to be, you have to stand on the word till you see the manifestation. So you see, y'all done kind of got me off. I kind of got off. Because this is so dear to my heart. And I know it's God. It grieved God when a lot of us is believer, when the believer walking around here with a lot of sickness and disease when you don't have to. Well, I can hear somebody say, but you don't know my story. I might not know your story, but I know what's written. I'm basing what is written. I'm not basing on your story because, listen, the enemy will have you to believe you're the only one. You're not the only one. But I want you to know it's the enemy. Satan is your enemy. And the Bible describes it. He go after one. Well, it tell you to be sober. That means you need to have a sound mind about what God's word says. You need to know what God's word is saying. The Bible said in Romans, the 4th chapter, how Abraham staggered not at the promise. And I'm telling you, if you're not sober, if it's not clear, if you don't have the knowledge, the understanding, and the revelation, you'll stagger around. You'll be like a drunk person. You'll be staggering. Because the enemy going to say, did God say? Then he's going to give you every reason based upon what you see and through an evil report and what your body accepts in your body. Oh. And it must when God will. Listen, the slack is never in God. It's in us. It's never in God, y'all. He said, I watch over my word to reform. It said, God is not a man that he will lie, nor the son of man that he will repent. Hath not God spoken that God won't bring it to pass? When I go read the Old Testament, a lot of times the children of Israel didn't get to see the manifestation because they walked in what? Disobedient, they walked in doubt and unbelief. Hosea 4:6 said, God, people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And believe it or not, a lot of times if you don't know what God was saying, how you going to believe God for something that God ain't said? You need to know what he said. That's one of the most important, why you need to read your Bible. Because as I gave my testimony on Monday, how when I first got saved, every time I look around, I was being sick, some kind of sickness. Like I said, it was God delivered me from migraine headache. But I would get over one sickness and another would hit me. And Mother Curry, the late Mother Curry, I'd never forget this. I thank God. That started me on saying, you mean to tell me it's God's will for me to be here for my grand headache? It's not God's will for me to be walking around here with all these pains and all of these sickness, the flu or whatever. I mean, everything was just happening to me when I first got saved. And when that mother said what she said, that put me on the road. And I began to read the word. I found out. And she let me know, you have authority. She said, it's the devil. It's the one that doing this to your body. And she let me know, as a born-again believer, I have authority. Now, some sickness is self-afflicted. We might well go on to admit it. Now, y'all, please hear me. I'm not trying to, God don't condemn you. I'm not condemning you. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. Don't let the enemy, because he'll do, she just trying to make you feel bad. She wants you to say, you don't believe. You don't do. See, the enemy will do all of that. You got to know how to rightly divide. Understand what I'm saying. But I'm telling you, the promise of God is the promise of God, your inheritance from this, it ain't going to just automatically happen because we have an enemy. It's a defeated enemy. And one of his main weapons he's going to use against us is what we see and what we feel. Faith don't have that. Listen, it's based upon what is written. What I see and what I feel, I cannot allow that to dictate to me whether God will do it or not. And I used to live, I was on that avenue for a long time before I found out. And please hear me. Y'all, I don't want you to think the enemy have attacked my body before too. But I have to learn, where is this coming from? It's a self-afflicted. It's the enemy. It's never God putting sickness on you. I've heard some people say, I wonder, Circuit Kai, they'll say, well, God put them flat in back. No, he didn't. Because if God did that, why the scripture tell me in the new covenant, and the Bible said we have a new and a better covenant, why is it written in John 10, the thief come but to steal kill, and to destroy. Why would it tell us that? Why would it tell us that Jesus was anointed, and I read that in Acts, the 10th chapter, 38 verse, why he went about. I got another one for you today. Let's go to John, the 6th chapter. I want to show you something. John, the 6th chapter, in the 38 verse, and this was Jesus would talk about and share when John would share when the Jews rejected Jesus. And it tells you right there, in that 38 verse, it said, "For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me." Jesus knew what was the will of God, what God wanted him to do. Well, guess what? As a born-again believer, you need to know what is God's will for you. When you pray the Lord's Prayer, it's talking about God's daily provision. I think I shared in Psalm 23. That was my mom, Psalm 23 and St. John. That were their favorite scriptures. But I'm telling you, the will, your faith begins where the will of God is. No, what is the will of God? What God's words say, or what God say about your life. God talk about relationship between him and humanity. He talk about husband and wife relationship, how a husband and a wife supposed to conduct themselves with one another. It talk about how to raise your children, train them up in the way they should go, and they shall not depart. I remember when I was going through with my son. I have two children, but thank God both of them minister now. And I won't forget, based upon some of the things that my son was doing, the enemy tried to get me to doubt. And I won't forget one day the Lord told me. He said, "I told you to train up your child in the way he should go, that when old age shall not depart." He said, "He's not departing." I said, "But God, he doing this or he doing?" He said, "I said." And see, some of you not standing steadfast on what God say about your situation. If you be steadfast, or better, resisting steadfast what the enemy trying to show you, guess what? You will see. Remember the children of Israel. I tell you, what my notes, I got some scriptures, and I'm just being led by the Spirit. With the children of Israel, do you not know when they got to that Red Sea, when they got to the Red Sea, and Pharaoh was behind them, and the closer Pharaoh got, fear showed. And God even told Moses, he said, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." Now, according to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, let's go there. No, I want to make sure I'm saying the right, because I'm telling you, this is so important. I kind of sense someone is dealing with illness in your body. And the enemy is bombarding your mind with fear. He bringing fear there and all of that. He wants you to believe maybe somebody in your family died. Listen, I know certain diseases, certain illness some of my family died with. My faith is not in that. And when the enemy try to remind me of it, I cast that thing down. The Bible said, "Take no thought," and said, "I owe my mind." I said, "No, that's not my portion right there. I've been redeemed from the curse." Well, you know, that's a generation curse. Well, listen, Jesus redeemed me from the generation curse. I choose to believe. I'm telling you, you need to know. In Ephesians, the 6th chapter, I'm going to read the 13th verse. It says, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand." The whole armor. He's talking about the word of God. The sword of the spirit. Girl, about your learn with truth. He's talking about the word. The shield of faith. Your confidence in the word of God. I don't know who this is for today, but God done changed my notes, some of the notes I had down that I thought he done changed all that because of you. Because you need this word right now. Because the enemy is bombarding your mind-binding thoughts. He done put fear on you. He torment you because of the illness in your body. But I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And I'm telling you, you need to get in his word. What did God say? And I thank God for the SSA, the late Mother Kirk. She put me on the right road. And I start going into word research and finding out what God say. Because people were like, wow, you mean to tell me I can take authority over the one that bringing this in my life? Some people, you know, God put sickness on you to teach you. So what kind of father would break their child leg to try to get that child to do that? Y'all, God don't work that way. And some of you, you don't let the enemy put that in your head. And you really believe that. So what can God do for you? You don't cast away your confidence in him. Hosea 4:6, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. And you know, some, as I was meditating today and I was listening to some teaching, and I want y'all to know, listen, Prophet Miller don't dot every I and cross every T. I want y'all to hear me good. I have flaws too. I want you to hear me good. But my goal, I desire to see what is written about me to be fulfilled in my life. That's my desire. But I found out when I made up in my mind to read this word, when I made up in my mind to believe and trust God, it was a battle. I found that out. And I'm telling you, when I read the Apostle Paul epistle, Apostle Paul had to, he even mentioned it. He said, I fought a good fight. He had to fight that faith have enemy, doubt and unbelief. And because so many people don't allow their emotion to dictate to them, I'm healed if I feel better. I'm healed if I don't experience no more pain. That ain't the way faith works. Faith is to believe and then you will see. And I'm telling you, you got to bring yourself to the point and know God is your will. But he said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand in the evil. Listen, evil days come to all of us. And them evil days will want to try to dictate to us. I'm saying us. The evil days, things that contrary to what God say. Them the days that the enemy would try to inject thoughts that tell you, well, maybe you ain't saved. Maybe it ain't God's will. Maybe you just, what's happening to you is what happened to Uncle Joe or Aunt Sue or your mama. No, you see, right there, the Bible said, cast down every imagination and every thought that exalts them, the thoughts. You begin to see image. I used to see that, you know. And I'm going to give you a testimony. When I went through that time, I remember when I went through a time period and I couldn't afford to make my mortgage. I went through a time period with that. I couldn't afford to pay my mortgage. And the enemy, I started having these thoughts. You're going to lose your house. Y'all, I had image. I was seeing them putting a lock on the door. I seen myself being put out the house. And that's when the scripture came alive to me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When it is written, the earth is the Lord, in the fullness there, in the world, and they that dwell therein. And that God gave me a revelation through that scripture. He said, the ones, the mortgage people, the ones giving you a certain amount of days to put you out, and I created them. They came from me. Yeah, through the mother and the father, but it was me. I have authority over them. Other words, God would say, who you going to believe? Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I was believing, but I had some unbelief in there too. And when they gave me like 5 days to come up with three payments, I didn't have one payment, let alone three. But the point I'm making to you, the revelation came, the earth is the Lord, in the fullness thereof, in the world, in they that dwell therein. When I got that revelation, not only knowledge, but God brought about the reality to me about it. It was like, I would believe, but I had some unbelief. And when they called me after the time was up, and they asked me, they said, well, I told them I'd had the money. And then the woman was so nice, she said, well, Miss Miller, whenever you get it, give us a call. But at first, they weren't saying that. They gave me a certain date. We're going to start foreclosure. Now, God could have sent the money, but God was showing me who you going to believe. Go back to Isaiah 53, remember? The first verse in Isaiah 53, who reports are you going to believe? And some of you, your faith and confidence in what the evil report, how you feel, instead of what God's word say. The Bible said, to them that believe, all things are possible. Some people, they just so negative because, well, you don't know, ain't nothing ever good happened to me. You know why ain't nothing good ever happened to you? If that's your mindset, that's because the way you believe. God can do anything. But he said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil days and having done all. Okay, you having an evil day. Things ain't going the way you want. Money ain't showing up. First of all, if you know you a tither, God tell you, I rebuke the devil for your sake. And you can stand up and say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. I'm a tither. I'm a giver. See, you got to know what God said about finance. Now, some people, I don't believe in tithes. But guess what? The devil is going to make sure you don't make it. And I can hear some of you with this stuff. Prophet, I know some people, they don't tithe and they make, do they have peace? See, a lot of times, you just see the outward. You don't know what's happening in their home. You don't know what's going on in their mind. The Bible said the wicked don't have peace. I choose to believe what God's word say. Ah, that's a good word. Now, I'm going to Ephesians, the sixth chapter, and I'm looking it up in the Living Bible, the 13th verse. I'm going to read that 13th verse, and then I'm going to even go to the Amplified because I'm sensing the strong that the way God want me to go. He said, use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy in the time of evil so that after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground. Put on the suit of bed of truth in the body armor of God watching it. And he's telling you what you got to do. And that means the whole counsel, the whole word of God, not just some of it. Well, you know, so on. I was in somebody's home last Sunday. Was it Sunday? Yeah, this Sunday passed. And I had on the shirt that I thank God for Dr. Turner. He had made and pastor, and they gave all of this church this shirt. And it was saying, Corona is gone. Corona is gone. And this person made the statement, well, honey, Corona sure ain't gone. Because I said, well, according to my faith, it's gone. You see, you got to live according to your conviction, and your conviction ought to be in what God's word say. That's what it ought to be. But see, a lot of people, they like knowledge. And he said in Hosea 4:6, if you reject knowledge, God will reject you. Well, the reason why it said that, because at that time, the knowledge of God was given to the people, but they rejected. It's just like some of you. You might be going to church. You might not hear the message similar to what God's given me to give with you today, but you reject it. Oh, yeah, I know, yeah, but. See, whenever you start saying, yeah, I know I'm supposed to give tithes and offering, but I don't give it. Well, guess what? You ain't going to go too far in your finances. See, they're too, yeah, but you just don't understand. No, they just taking the money. Let me tell you something. When you obey God, see, that's the thing I have to, when I obey God, then guess what? It ain't on me no more. You know, I done been there. When I used to, when Jim Baker first, you know, fell, but thank God for he been totally restored. But I was a partner with him for years before he fell. And then they was talking about the Lord, we're going to do this and do. And the Lord told me, he said, you obeyed me. You gave and sold in his ministry because I told you to. He said, so now. What he did with, that's between me and him. I ain't got nothing to do with you. And see, some of you don't let the devil deceive you. You won't even give tithes enough because the enemy got it in their head, that in your mind, they doing this with the money. They doing this and they don't need no money. See, your faith's not supposed to be in that. See, even that right there can interfere with you receive healing. See, people don't realize that. Oh, this is good. I'm in the Amplifier. My time's coming out. And I mean, God done took it another way. Yeah, we might get back in the scripture. So I want you to get it in you what Jesus did. And I just read from John 6, St. John 6. Jesus came to do the will of the Father. That's why Jesus went around doing it. It was God's will for the people to be healed. And I'm going to tell you, even if you are sinning, it's God's will for you to be healed too. Not just only for the believer and the enemy. Well, you know they ain't saved, and since they ain't saved, God ain't going to heal them. That's a lie. God let it rain on the just and the unjust. You see, a lot of, listen, according to the scripture, y'all, the ones that going to go to hell is the one that don't believe, and didn't receive the one that God sent, who was Jesus. A person that fornicate, they don't believe it's God will not to fornicate. Either they know and they rejecting it. And see, that's what Hosea 4:6 said, my people describe because of lack of knowledge, because you reject me, I reject you, you won't be a priest. And see, that's just like if you're the head of the house and you don't want to get tithes and all, you're affecting the whole household. Oh, okay, you ain't got to, like I said, you ain't got to believe what I'm telling you. I'm talking about what the word say. You ain't going to hurt me, it's hurting you. But let me read in Ephesians 6, off my time, it's 6:47, and I got to stop at 6:55. Let's look at that 13th verse. I don't went to the Amplified. Cause I want you to see, because right now somebody, like I said, I sense in my spirit how the enemy is fighting you, and you're going to have to stand your ground. 6:13. I'm reading from the Amplified. It said, therefore, put on God complete. Now in that 12th verse, it break it down. You're dealing with principle. You ain't wrestling with flesh and blood, but with principality, ruler, down the spirit of weakness in high places. And he began to tell you how to fight against it. That 13th verse from the Amplified translation, it said, therefore, put on God complete armor. See, you got to believe and trust the whole word of God. And sometimes I have to tell me, and do you believe? And are you really trusting what God's word say? It's a difference between believe, and trust. The children of Israel believed that God could take them into promised land, but they didn't trust him. And sometimes some people believe, but they just don't trust God to do what God say. Because like I said, sometimes if it's been a long period of illness, you done dealt with this thing for a while, you will cash away your confidence if you ain't careful. But he said, therefore, put on God complete armor that you may be able to resist and stand your ground on the evil days of danger. And having done all the Christ demand to stand firmly in your place. Stand there for holding your ground, having tightly the belt or truth around your loins, and having put on the blessed plate of integrity and moral rectitude and right standing with God. Having your feet shut. See, it's telling you how to stand in evil day. It's telling you how if the symptom, if the sickness, or the being persistent, it's telling you what you have to do. Now, love it. I done did that, really? Do you not know when you say, I done did what the word say, and I'm not getting the result. You calling God a lie? And the Bible said, in Rome, I think Rome, it said, let every man be a liar, but God be true. God is not a liar, y'all. Now, some people want bravely open their mouth and say, God a liar, but you do. You can just act it out. Come on, somebody. Now, like I said, the Holy Ghost did this. He's taking it where he wants, and I'm flowing with him. I do that all the time. But I can sense when somebody is on the broadcast that is dealing with this, and the enemy, like I said, he's bombarding your mind. He got you, took your face. You're not focused on God's word about what you did. You focus on how I feel, what the doctor report, and rightly divide what I'm saying. I believe in a doctor. I had to learn to believe in and trust a doctor. But once they diagnose and give you the facts, that's when you pull out your word. Now, it all matter. And that's why one of the things we were focused on, all matter. So whatever kind of illness, whatever kind of disease you've been, you need to know it's God's will for you to be healed. And I found out when I'm quoting the scriptures, when I'm on my mouth and saying, and he tell you to say, the Bible tells we need to take no thought. And some thought is so contrary, a lot of them contrary to what God said. And like I said, especially when you standing and believing God for something, in them evil days, when the money acting funny, everybody acting funny, your body acting funny, your mind like it's acting funny, that's the time you have to really, really stand on the word. No. This is what God say. Because when the people told me on my job because of the migraine, they said, well, you can't keep being out of work. And they was telling me the truth, but we needed the money. And I thank God when the knowledge came and the revelation came. And I began to believe, because I had faith. My faith at first was that, well, there ain't no cure. And they said, well, no cure for migraine. We can treat it. Well, that's over 40 some years ago now. But thank God for Mother Curry. She let me know where it was coming from. And she told me what to do. That was before I found out in the Word what the Word said, because I know what the Word say. I was ignorant, and I'm telling you, when you dealing with sickness and disease or anything, you on danger ground when you don't know what God done said, because you will believe and fall for anything. That's why it's so important you need to read the Word, and that's why I try to show you, I'm always showing you what the Word say. I want your faith to be in the Word. My assignment as a apostolic prophet is to point you to God, not to me. You need to know what God's Word say, and I'm telling you, God's Word is true. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they're spirit and life. The Holy Spirit, and listen, do like I do. When you read the Word, ask the Holy Spirit, revelate this to me. Bring about the reality. Help me, Holy. He'll help you. But God is not going to force himself on you. And I'm telling you, whoever this was for today, I'm sure it was for more than one person. If you've been operating and unbelief, and ask the Lord to forgive you. And say, now, Holy Spirit, like I said, even when I go up there, Holy Spirit, I'm going to read the full gospel. The Bible even tells us how Jesus, in Matthew the 10th chapter, when he anointed those 12 to go out to heal the sick and do all, he told them what to do. Then he tells us in St. Mark the 16th, these signs will follow them that believe. They'll lay hand on the sick will recover. They can cast out there. And if that's what, listen, that's your legal right and authority. But you, listen, you have to trust what God say about it. I had somebody, oh, you can do that, prophet. I can't do that. I said, baby, are you not a believer? He didn't just say for the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher to do. He said, these are follow them that believe. These will be the sign. You lay hand on sick, they'll recover. And better yet, he said in James, he said, if any is sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church. If you need some reinforcement, one can put 1,000 on the fly, two can put 10,000. I got to stop. As I stated, I said someone was dealing you in a battle with your body, with the symptoms and going on, and the enemy is tormenting you. And it's more than just one person. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, I bind those mind-binding thoughts. I bind up those demonic activity that is tormenting this individual. Father, based upon your word, I rebuke every pain. I curse the very root of it. Whether it be diabetes, migraine, headache, whatever it may be, based upon your word, Jesus, you took this infirmity, you bore their sickness, and you said by your scribe they are healed. So therefore, I intercept in the name of Jesus, and I rebuke that pain. I command it to cease in the name of Jesus right now. Psalms 107, he sent his word, and I send your word right now. I command healing to be in that individual body. I command it by the authority in Jesus' name. I curse high blood pressure. I curse high cholesterol. I curse it in the name of Jesus. I command your body to be made whole. I command healing to come. I command the swelling to go down. I command the pain to cease in its maneuvering right now in the name of Jesus. Lay your hand on that and begin, and I rebuke it. I plead the blood of Jesus again. This is not their portion based upon your word. Now, Father, I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Continue. We're going to continue with this on Monday. If the Lord will, remember, we'll be on Monday from 12 to 1 and on Thursday from 6 to 1. And continue to pray. Listen, pray that God will open up your spiritual eyes based upon your spiritual inheritance. Again, this was Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller. Enjoy the rest of your evening.